Our letter for today is J. J is for jargon. So today on our STEM Information Podcast, our SIP is what we call our 10-minute segments, I'm going to talk about jargon. And everything we talk about is related to STEM in some way, science, technology, engineering, and art, design, and math. So it would be so easy for me to talk about technical jargon because I slant that way having a career in IT. But I'm going to surprise you. And actually, I'm going to focus on medical jargon. Now, in the part of what I want this conversation and focus to be on is how important it is to be able to talk to your doctor. Basically, being an educated patient. And you may not necessarily intend to be a patient, but at some point in anybody's lifespan, you're going to go to the doctor. So you need to be an educated patient. And then therefore the doctor can better serve you. And so understanding the language and terminology so that you can best communicate. So, and that brings us to the definition of jargon. Jargon is just those special words or expressions that are used by a particular profession or group and are difficult for others to understand. So the jargon, and for those in the profession, it's familiar. But for laymen who only use it from time to time, just like we only visit the doctors from time to time, some of that jargon, when they start talking to us and their jargon and their special expressions, it might tend to go over your head. But this is your health, your body, your quality of life. So sometimes you've got to get them to slow down or to repeat or to explain, and that's okay. So don't just let them talk around you and you're missing half of the meaning because, again, this could be detrimental to some of the and impact the decisions you have to make. Another definition, it says the language, a jargon is the language, especially the vocabulary, and then the particulars of a trade or profession or a group. And to others, it may seem unintelligible or meaningless talk or gibberish. And the reason why, too, when it comes to jargon, and I know we do this in technology, I know they do this in other professions. They use a lot of abbreviations, just the first letters, the acronyms. Like I'm using SIP. It's an acronym for STEM Information Podcast. I probably came up with the acronym because I'm used to that in IT. Everything has an acronym. As a matter of fact, IT is an acronym for information technology. But anyone in the profession that I say IT to, they know exactly what I'm talking about. So that's the key to jargon. So what does that mean? That means that you have to sometimes brush up on the industry jargon if you're trying to get into a profession, trying to learn a profession. And that's a lot of what you learn when you're getting certificates and certifications and specialized fields. You're learning their vocabulary, their glossary, their abbreviations. So sometimes, even to be a good patient, you need to brush up on some of the terminology. If you're going to see a specialized doctor in a particular area, you need to brush up on that terminology. Now, here's the thing. Information, we have a plethora of information available to us, which means it's at our fingertips more than ever. It reminds me, over the weekend, I was doing a little furniture shopping, and on display, they had the old Britannica encyclopedias. And I grew up on the Britannica encyclopedias, you know, A through Z. And whenever you had to do a report or research, it was right there. So imagine, to us, the world of information was contained in these 29 or 30 books. When the reality now today, look how much we didn't know that we didn't know, just because it was limited to these 30 books in or what we could find in the library. Now, look how much information is via the internet. How many people have input and different perspectives. And, you know, anyone can be an overnight author and publish and put information out there. So if anything, we have information overload. But what there is some very good and reliable websites that provide credible information, especially around medical and doctors and being patients and various ailments. Now, you shouldn't try to self-diagnose. Don't think what you're getting on the internet is the same as what doctors get when they went to college and had their practices and their internship. You can't be a doctor just by what you read on there. But it'll help you ask the right questions. Okay. So one of the websites that I'm using today is familydoctor.org, and it's tips for talking to your doctor. Great article, highly recommended, but it says, you know, talk to your doctors, understanding how to describe certain symptoms, understanding how to relay your health history. And you should even have a notebook that is a health journal. You need to bring it to your appointments. You need to understand what personal information you need to convey about your lifestyle or stress. Or you need to be able to convey the medicine all the way down to the strength of the medicine and the dosage. So milligrams, understanding how to communicate in milligrams. And don't forget, there's over-the-counter medicine as well as what your prescribed medicine. And if you're even taking herbs and vitamins, that needs to be communicated. These are all different chemicals working together and sometimes against each other. So that needs to be conveyed. You need to be able to convey side effects, allergic reactions. And if there, you need to understand about x-rays and what their impact are to you. You have sonograms, you have mammograms, you have all these different types of technology. How does that affect your body and how often should that you be getting those? Okay, just more education. You need to come with information when you go to the doctor, but at the same time, when you get there, it says, don't be afraid to speak up. It's important for you to let your doctor know if you don't understand something. So they even give you some examples of types of questions you should be asking your doctor, asking them to clarify. If they give you an acronym, ask them to explain what that is. Tell your doctor when you need more time to talk about something. If the doctor isn't available to help, you should be able to talk to a physician assistant or a nurse. If no one else is available, see if you can schedule an appointment to continue your talk, okay? And then sometimes also as we get older and people just start talking, you know, they're talking at you and not with you, bring someone with you that can, so you have a second set of ears. That's also very helpful, okay? And that's why for so many years we talked about having second opinions, okay? Take information with you to those appointments. It talks about making sure you write things down and have written records. I know sometimes they want to know a sequence of events that led up to maybe a health crisis. And sometimes we remember it in many different ways. So write it down. Also knowing family history, writing down instructions from a doctor, even if you have to record it. I think this is a great recommendation. Take a tape recording with you. Again, especially as you get older, your memory, they're talking, saying a lot of things. Sometimes your emotions are kicking in, so your brain isn't fully absorbing what they're saying to you because you're emotionally trying to adjust to some new information or a new health situation. And follow up with your doctor. Make sure to follow any instructions your doctor gave you during the appointment, like how they tell you to take the medicine, scheduling your tests, scheduling appointments with specialists. If you're confused or if you've forgotten some information, it's okay to contact your doctor for clarification. Okay, so these are all, it's a great suggestion. Again, it's an article on familydoctor.org. There's a lot other. Be an educated patient. Understand some of the jargon, and if they start talking too fast, get them to slow down, tell them you need more information or you need more time, or take that tape recorder. So hope these tips have been helpful, and go out there and continuously expose yourself to new jargon and new ways, especially if it's going to affect your health, your wealth, and your lifestyle. All right, that's all for today's sip. Enjoy.